Who do you ask for property advice? Well, with so many mixed messages out there and so many people with vested interests, a better question may be, who can you really trust? I don't know, have you noticed there's currently a whole swag of new advisors out there willing to give anyone who's prepared to listen their opinions on what people should do with their money? So today I'm going to teach you the 10-meter rule, and I'm going to suggest you never break the 10-meter rule when investing in property. What's the rule? What do I mean by this? Well, I'm going to explain it to you, and I believe it's going to stand you in good stead, not only in property, but in any area of your life where people are willing to offer you advice. And then I'm going to have a long chat about the reticular activating system. Now, if you haven't heard about that, that's part of the brain that can either work for you or against you. And this won't be a woo-woo session. It's not going to be a metaphysical session, because what I'm going to share with you is backed by science. And I know how reprogramming my way of thinking, how understanding how the reticular activating system worked and developing rich habits has changed my life. So my suggestion is at least be open to the concepts and ideas I'm going to be sharing with you, because at the end of today's show, you'll have some new ideas and some new tools to take advantage of our property markets. So welcome to today's episode.
Welcome to the Michael Yardney Podcast, where twice each week you will learn a number of new ideas regarding success, property investment, and money in around 30 minutes. Our show is brought to you by Metropole, who specialize in helping you grow, protect, and pass on your wealth through strategic property and wealth advice. Now, here's your host, Michael Yardney, Australia's authority in wealth creation through property, who has been voted one of Australia's top 50 most influential thought leaders.
Now that our property markets are on the move, it seems everybody I bump into has got an opinion on our property markets. They're reading all the news, and while some believe the property markets are going to perform strongly, there are still many who believe we're in a bubble or there's a Ponzi scheme about to collapse. There's some who are keen on buying off the plan, others looking at house and land packages, and others are still thinking maybe it's not the right time to get in the market yet. Now, only last Saturday, Pam and I were sitting in a restaurant having our traditional Saturday morning brunch. We have that after our regular Saturday morning massage. And I couldn't help but overhear a conversation on the next table where some young people were talking about property. I was a little sad when I heard the mistakes and the myths that they were sharing, and that they were going to make a significant financial decision based on these often repeated myths. Now, it's not really their fault, because they're being exposed to a range of new so-called property experts, some online, others in podcasts, experts who haven't walked the final 10 metres. Now, I'm going to explain what I mean by that in a moment. Now, I saw something similar when I was having a chat with a young lady who came up to me a few weeks ago. I was sitting in Church Street in Brighton having a coffee, and she'd obviously recognised me from my blogs or my photo on the internet, and she wanted to ask me some questions about real estate, so I gave her a few minutes of my time. The conversation started, as often does, with what I thought was going to happen to our property markets, and then when I asked her what her plans were, she explained to me how she'd recently paid a lot of money for a course to learn how to be a buyer's agent, and she was going to help home buyers and investors. She was now going to make this her career. Now, I know the course she's talking about because it's produced a whole swag of new buyer's agents, so I asked a little bit about her background. And she'd bought one investment property a number of years ago now, in one of the outer suburbs of Melbourne, hadn't performed very well, and up until last year, she was a teacher. But now, with her newfound knowledge and enthusiasm, she was going to charge others to buy real estate on their behalf. As I listened to her story, it reminded me of a blog I read, I don't know, probably a decade or more ago, from Canadian property commentator Don Campbell, where he explained how a comedian made a significant difference to his property investing. Now, investing in real estate isn't a joke, but a comedian taught him the final 30-foot rule, which I've changed to call the final 10-meter rule, I guess to Australize it, and understanding this is going to make a difference for you. Okay, in a nutshell, it comes from the comedian Buddy Hackett. Now, many of you are probably too young and have never heard of him, and I believe he's passed away. But my understanding of the final 30-foot rule that he came up with, or the final 10-meter rule, as I'm calling it, came from a warning that this comedian, Buddy Hackett, gave a young and upcoming comedian on how to deal with the mountains of advice he was getting from TV executives and promoters and friends and family, people wanting to help him build his comedy career. And Buddy's advice was simple, yet profound. He said, listen politely, smile and allow them to feel helpful, and then turn around and seek advice and only take advice from those who've walked the final 30 feet. So the obvious question is, what do you mean by the final 30 feet or 10 metres? Well, apparently Buddy said, only take advice from those who've walked the final and most important 30 feet from backstage to being alone in front of the microphone with nowhere to hide. Then, and only then, will you know that advice comes from reality and not from theory. He said they'll understand the emotions, they understand what works and what doesn't work, and they've made the mistakes and they've created laughs, not just read about how to do it. Now, this is sage advice, and it's obviously relevant to all areas of life, about who you should listen to in all areas of life, but in particular with regard to property and wealth advice. In essence, there are a lot of enthusiastic amateurs out there who, despite their best intentions, and even if they're confident that their thoughts, their ideas, their concepts are correct, will steer you in the wrong direction. And it's not necessarily because they mean to or intend to. It's because they don't have the experience and the perspective to give you the right advice. So my advice to you is be very careful who you choose as advisors. Only find people who've walked the final 10 metres, people who've got the final 10 metres of experience in whatever field you're asking for assistance for, be it property investment, business, relationships, because there are too many inexperienced pretenders out there. Now, by the way, this doesn't surprise me. I've seen this happen at the beginning of every new property cycle. We always get a flood of new so-called experts trying to make a living giving advice. And while a rising property market's going to cover up many of their shortcomings, I keep coming back to Warren Buffett's saying. He said, a rising tide will lift all ships, but when the tide goes out, you'll see who's swimming naked. And boy, do we see this every time when the property market turns, and eventually it does, and you find people who've not taken what I'd say is sage advice. You see, theory is not real life. It's so easy today to look like an expert by starting a podcast or having a website, but I found that theory, analysis and data mean very little if you haven't had experience, the experience it takes to be a great investor. Now, look, in the past I've written about, I've podcasted about the fact that successful property investment is part science and part art. There's no doubt that the science, the theory, the data, the research are very important. But they tend to be useless unless you have the art part mastered as well. The perspective that comes from years of experience and from the lessons of failure. Perspective is something you can't buy, but it's something you can hire when you get the right team of experts on your side. Even today, despite my success in investing and in business, I still have mentors and I still pay for business coaches. But I use the concept of the final 10 meters, and it has served me well. So I seek out people who've already achieved what I want to achieve, have solved the problems I need to solve, and have made the mistakes I want to minimise. So as our property markets move on this year, you're going to find you'll be more and more likely to be in a situation where people will gladly give you advice on how to invest your money. Some will do it even if you don't ask. This will be the perfect situation to keep the final 10 metre rule at the front of your mind. If somebody's had real life experience, both good and bad, seek them out for advice. It's true that those with the final 10 metres experience are often more difficult to find than those inexperienced theorists. Those who've never left backstage and thus leaving them with lots of time to post on social media and share their opinions with whoever's going to listen. Now, just in case you haven't realised, some of the worst advice you're going to get is free advice. On the other hand, the cheapest advice you're going to get is probably the one that's going to make you the most money by getting the right property investments, the right wealth creation strategies, but it'll often cost you upfront to receive it. Now, as you probably know, I've been around a long time and I've invested now for close to 50 years, and I've noticed it's just easier and easier to look like an expert today. There's a very low barrier of entry to get a platform, to look like an expert even if you haven't walked that last 10 metres. The average person can put up a blog, start a Facebook page, start a Facebook group, put up some cool YouTube videos and start sprouting off things that they've heard or they think sound real. But that's a real problem for those needing assistance. That's a problem for those wanting advice because they don't really always know where to look for it. So my suggestion is let those empty theorists have their say. It'll be your cue to smile politely and then find an advisor who's taken that critical 10-meter walk. Your real estate investing success, and in fact your future self's going to say thank you. So in essence, my message for you today is be careful who you take advice from and use the final 10-meter rule to help sort out who you take seriously. Now, clearly our property markets are moving forward, and whether you're a beginning investor or even an experienced investor, you know my thoughts. You can't do it on your own. So please do take advice, and please excuse me if I do suggest that you have a chat with my team at Metropole to give you direction, guidance and results. So whether you're a beginner or a seasoned investor, we'd love to help you. We'd love to help you start by putting a strategy together or review your existing portfolio and help take your property investments to the next level. But it's in interesting times like this that you need an experienced advisor. You need somebody who's going to give you a holistic approach. You need people who've walked the last 10 metres. And that's what my team have done. So if you're looking to buy your next home or investments, go to metropole.com.au, find out about what we do, and let my team be part of your wealth creation journey.
Now here's Michael's mindset message. Remember, a change in your thinking will lead to a change in your life.
In today's mindset message, I'm going to teach you a little bit about a part of the brain called your reticular activating system, but let me call it the RAS, R-A-S for short. Now, this will be a slightly longer than normal mindset message, but it's also going to be one of the more important messages I'm going to be offering with you. So it's going to teach you about how you can achieve the goals you want to achieve, whether they're financial, business, or personal. Now, I know there's lots of podcasts out there talking about money, about property, about success. But one of the ways I've tried to differentiate my podcast right from when I first started it was to also share with you ideas about the psychology of success. Why some people, despite having all the information and all the knowledge, still aren't successful, and how understanding this will help you. Now, when I realized the significance of the psychology of success many years ago, it totally changed my personal success in all areas of my life, but also of those people I've mentored and our clients. As I often say, changing the way you're thinking will make a significant change in your life. So please bear with me as I explain to you a bit about the reticular activating system, because it's part of the reason that some of us have got rich habits and others have got poor habits. Now, hey, that's a good name for a book, isn't it? And that's the name of the book I've written with Tom Corley that's become an international bestseller and has been translated into 5 languages. Now, way back almost a century ago, when Napoleon Hill wrote his book, Think and Grow Rich, he became famous for saying, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the body can achieve. Now, that was a bold statement. It was a groundbreaking concept back then, almost a century ago. And to be honest, when I first heard that many, many years ago, decades ago, when I first read the book, I thought it was a little bit of metaphysical hoo-ha. But interestingly, science has proven Hill to be correct, because now we understand more about how our brain works, and in particular, how our reticular activating system, the RAS, works. It's a network of neurons in the brainstem. Now, the RAS is responsible for lots of things, including regulating wakefulness and sleep-wake transitions, but it's also playing a part in important human biological functions, such as your pulse and digestion and awareness and cardiovascular functions. Now, hey, please put up with this because you'll understand in a moment how that also has to do with money. You see, what's particularly important in the context of this discussion is the RAS's ability to bring certain things to your attention, since it's the portal through which all information gets into your brain. You see, your RAS is a filter. It filters the incoming information into your brain, and it decides what you're going to notice and which information isn't going to come to your attention. And interestingly, it includes all the input from all your various senses, other than smell, all the input the brain receives from the external world. It filters everything you feel, see, hear and taste. So the RAS acts as a filter. Now, science suggests that our brain processes 11 million bits of information every second. But since only 30 bits of information can be processed consciously, it means that, 99.9% of the information that comes to you is unnoticed. Now, obviously, that's the brain's way of coping. And how else could it cope with this continuous flow of information coming in and demanding your attention? If you had to deal with all that information, you just couldn't cope, could you? For example, you're probably sitting down while listening to this podcast, or maybe you're walking, and you hadn't noticed up till now the sensation of the seat on your body, or the ground on your feet, or your breathing, or your heartbeat. Now, imagine continuously being consciously bombarded with all this information. I guess that's why evolution has given us the RAS. It's a filter to extract and bring to your attention only the bits that are important at that moment in time. It's a sophisticated filter between your conscious and your subconscious mind, and it prioritizes what you need to know. Now, your RAS responds to your name, to anything that threatens your survival, and to information you need to know immediately. The RAS takes instructions from your conscious mind and passes it on to your subconscious mind, and then it instructs the body to take physical action to comply with the instructions from the RAS. But what I find really interesting is that the RAS sorts through all this information from your environment and seeks data to validate your beliefs, and when it finds a match that validates your already beliefs, your conscious mind's alerted. Now, medical science has found that in some people, the RAS can't sufficiently excite the brain, and not like it should be, and those people have difficulty learning, they've got poor memory, they've got little self-control. At the other extreme, some people have illnesses such as ADD and ADHD where the RAS is overstimulated, and these people have sensory hypersensitivity. They're hypervigilant, they suffer from constant talking, restlessness, hyperactivity. Now, apparently these conditions occur because of a lack of neurotransmitter noradrenaline in the brain. Okay, what's all this got to do with rich habits and becoming wealthy, you're probably wondering. As I said, the RAS is a sophisticated filter that allows certain information into your brain and filters out other information. Hey, guess who programmed that filter? You did. And so did your past experiences. The RAS screens the world through parameters that you gave it, and your beliefs form those parameters. And the RAS helps you see what you'd like to see, and in doing this, it influences your actions. What this means is everything in your life is a reflection of your inner state. You are what you believe yourself to be. If you think people at work don't like you, your RAS is going to point out every single bit of evidence that confirms that negative belief. As I've often said, your thoughts lead to your feelings lead to your actions, and your actions lead to your results, which really means that your outside world is a reflection of your inner world. Again, part of the reason that I spend so much time talking about the psychology of success and why our book Rich Habits, Poor Habits has become so successful around the world, because it teaches people to start to develop a different way of thinking and more rich habits. Anyway, the reason why you have to learn how to control and reprogram your RAS is to create what you want. But the good news is you can reprogram your brain's reticular activating system to give you the success that you want. Now, this is very exciting because it means that if you get your thinking correctly aligned, you're going to be able to achieve amazing results. In reality, your RAS acts as both a search engine and a GPS. And if you think about it, it's easy to see why that has evolved evolutionary-wise. Okay, so how does your RAS act as a search engine? Your RAS works like a search engine, looking for what you've programmed it to look for. And that's why it's important to tell the RAS what you want, not what you don't want, because when you program a specific idea or a specific goal into your reticular activating system, it'll keep searching for it. Doesn't matter whether you're thinking about it or not, your RAS will work in the background until it finds precisely what you asked for. Just like the search engine on a computer, it's going to sift through all the data presented to it, you know, those millions of bits of information every second, as I mentioned. It's going to edit out the irrelevant material and only select data, information that's relevant to you, and bring it to your attention. So again, that's why it's really important to create a clear picture of what you want and then allow your RAS to start working until you find the information. So your RAS acts as a search engine, but here's the catch. Scientists have found that your RAS also controls your belief systems and will only recognize and select information that supports your preconceived beliefs. This means that your RAS is going to pay more attention to what you already believe or to what you already think, no matter whether the thoughts are right or wrong, and it's going to filter out all the information to help reinforce what you've already chosen to believe. And that's why, despite being exposed to the same circumstances, some people see money-making opportunities all around them, while others only see problems and debt and difficulty. Because of their preconceived beliefs and the way the RAS filters the information in the world, some people see all the good that rich people do and the charity that they give and how they help the world, while other people see wealthy people as evil and greedy. The way the RAS is pre-programmed means if you believe people are generally bad, every time you read the news, you're going to find tragedy, you're going to find crime, you're going to find death. But at the same time, other people are going to find opportunities. They're going to be opportunistic. They're going to be optimistic. They're going to see good all around them. For example, if you believe property investing is a great way to make money, your RAS will filter for opportunities. However, if you believe real estate investing is risky, your RAS is going to also filter for all the reasons why the same properties that others see as money-making opportunities could, for you, be potential problems, could be a risk, could be debt bombs. So as you see, your RAS can either work for you or against you. Now, let me give you another example that you're probably going to recognize better. Have you ever noticed when you decide to buy something, you see it everywhere? If you've decided to buy a white Toyota, you'll find white Toyotas everywhere. If you've decided to buy a new widescreen TV, you're going to see advertisements for them everywhere. This is because your RAS is working, filtering out only the important information and bringing the car or the item of your thoughts to the forefront. Now, I remember years ago when teaching my son Harrison to drive, we were driving down Nepean Highway, Elsternwick, and he was saying, "Hey, Dad, look at all the Toyotas around." And I said, "Where, Harrison? Look at all the Mercedes." We were both filtering for different things. Now, by the way, this doesn't matter whether you're awake or asleep. Have you noticed how new mums, they tend to be very tired, they've got broken sleep, and even when they get a nap, they can sleep through all sorts of noises around the house, but as soon as their baby stirs or as soon as their baby cries, they instantly wake up. So, as I said, your reticular activating system acts as both a search engine, and I've just explained how, but also a GPS. So let me explain that. If you think about it, when using a GPS, you don't need to know where all the roads are heading, where they're located. You just need to decide where you are, where you want to go, not necessarily how you get there, because you let the software do the rest. So you need to know where you are now, where you want to go, and the GPS takes it into account, and if you get off track, it puts you back in the right direction again, doesn't it? Now, interestingly, that's exactly how your reticular activating system works. Once you've decided on your goal, your RAS begins to filter out for everything connected with your goal, and it also filters out irrelevant information. And if you veer off track, it reroutes you. Now, a simple example of this is the RAS continuously filters for your name. You could be in a busy airport with lots of background noise, but if somebody calls out your name or if your flight number is called out on the loudspeaker system, your RAS instantly picks it amongst all the other extraneous noise. But you know what? Your RAS isn't very clever. It doesn't know whether the destination you're wanting to go to is good or bad. It just knows your dominant thoughts. It knows what your dominant beliefs are. This means if you're continuously thinking about what you don't want, what you don't like, your RAS is being programmed to lead you to what you don't want. The problem is you're going to see so much of what you don't want, what you don't like, that sometimes you become a bit downhearted, despondent with what's going on in life. You don't think you're ever going to reach your goals. Now, according to the Institute of Neuroimaging and Informatics at the University of Southern California, the average person thinks 70,000 thoughts a day. But most experts estimate that up to 95% of those thoughts that you think are reruns of past events or recurring thoughts. And if you think about it, that's probably true. But that's why it's important to program your reticular activating system with rich thoughts, not poor thoughts, so you get what you want out of life. Now, of course, mental habits such as poor thinking, they're not easy to break. However, step by step, small incremental changes over time are going to create big shifts in how you view the world and how you view yourself. So that means over time you can reprogram your reticular activating system with your self-talk. The thing, you know, that little voice in your brain, and if you say, no, I haven't got one, that's that little voice in your brain saying, no, I haven't got one at the moment. With affirmations, I didn't believe in affirmations. I didn't believe in visualization and having a picture board up to where what you want to achieve. When I first started learning about all this, it all seemed woo-woo, rah-rah stuff, visualization, self-talk, affirmations, expectations. But you know what? That's what reprograms your RAS. That's what programs your RAS, and that's what your mind believes. Your mind believes what you tell it. So take charge of it. The RAS supports you when you set goals. And your mind needs goals. It needs to know where it's going to go. Your RAS will help you see what you need to see. And in doing this, it's actually going to influence your actions. If your expectations are positive, you're automatically going to program your RAS to see positive information and screen out negative information. However, without clear goals, your reticular activating system is similar to a confused personal assistant with no clear instructions from you, from the boss. Similarly, if you've got lots of negative self-talk going on, that's what you're going to see in the world. Isn't that interesting? And now you can possibly see why some people you know, maybe even somebody very close to you, keep seeing bad things out in the world while other people see good things. Now, over the years, I've recognized that optimistic people, people who see good things, are the ones who are most successful. But be warned, it's not as simple as Think and Grow Rich, that like the title of the book I mentioned right at the beginning. You have to do more than think. You've got to do more than just visualize. You've got to do more than affirmations. You have to take action. The key is to realize that the opportunities the RAS are going to present you will be relative to your efforts. It won't show you the big opportunities right away. You're going to have to follow a trail, adopt some rich habits. Hey, if you want to understand more about the rich habits and the poor habits and the rich way of thinking and way successful people think, why not get a copy of my book, Rich Habits, Poor Habits? I wrote it with my co-author, Tom Corley. It's become a bestseller in Australia and in America. But interestingly, it's also been translated into five languages, including Polish and Chinese and Vietnamese, because people recognize the importance of developing rich habits. So the point I'm making is, if you want to develop rich habits and become more successful, you will do so by reprogramming your brain, and slowly but surely you're going to see more and more opportunities in front of you. Now, as I said before, when I first heard the concept of Think and Grow Rich, or what you think about, you become the most, when I was taught these concepts of visualization and affirmation, I thought it was all, I don't know, woo-woo stuff, all that for the metaphysical people, but not for me. But then I learned these concepts are backed by science. I know how reprogramming my way of thinking and developing rich habits has changed my life. So my suggestion to you is to be open to these concepts and the ideas that I'm sharing with you in these podcasts and in my blogs and in my book. So I suggest you work on developing rich habits, and then one by one, the small opportunities and then eventually the bigger opportunities are going to magically appear, because the search engine of your mind will find them. And the GPS in your RAS will lead you there. If you want to learn more about this, and especially about the rich and the poor habits, go to richhabitspoorhabits.com and get your own copy of the book. You can get an online version, a Kindle version, or a hard copy version, richhabitspoorhabits.com. And now I hope you understand a little bit more about the reticular activating system that is hidden in the base of your brain, filters all the information that comes to you and controls what you see, what you think, and what you do. Well, thanks for listening to today's show. And it was just me today, no guests, but that's fine because once a month I want to actually give you some detailed information that's better coming just from me. And I believe the two messages I offered you today should stand you in good stead moving forward as our markets are moving. Now, if you did get some benefit from it, and I really hope you do, then can I please ask you a favour? Tell one person about the Michael Yardney podcast. I want to let as many people as possible get in touch with this information. I'd like to help more Australians become financially fluent. And at the moment, there are so many people giving advice out there. Let's make sure they get the right advice. So use the share button on the podcast app or just tell somebody about the Michael Yardney podcast. And that'll help get the message out there. Help me pass the message forward. By the way, you can always leave a review on Spotify or iTunes or Google Podcast, wherever you listen to the show. And you can catch me in between these twice weekly shows on social media. Just look for Michael Yardney. And if you'd like more exclusive commentary, join the Property Update private Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and look for the Property Update group, where each day I and a number of experts give exclusive commentary to people who are interested in property investment success and money. Look forward to catching up with you again real soon. In the meantime, have a great week. Make it a great week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Michael Yardney podcast, which was brought to you by Metropol, who help their clients grow, protect, and pass on their wealth through strategic property and wealth advice. If you like what you heard and don't already subscribe, you'll find us on iTunes or on your favorite Android app as the Michael Yardney podcast. Watch out for our next show, which comes to you twice a week, and you'll learn some new ideas about property investment, success, and money in around 30 minutes. To get more of Michael's thoughts, go across to www.propertyupdate.com.au and sign up for his daily morning briefing, and you'll hear from not only Michael, but a group of leading property success and money experts. And just a reminder that the information you heard in this show today is general educational advice and not specific investment advice, as we don't know your personal circumstances. If you're looking for specific advice, why not ask the team at Metropol to help you?